Welcome to today's Masterclass podcast on sustainable agriculture. We're diving into a vital topic that touches on how we grow our food, care for our environment, and ensure a future where farming can thrive alongside our planet's needs. Sustainable agriculture isn't just about the science of farming. It's a philosophy, a way of life, and a crucial movement aimed at making sure we're not only feeding today's world, but also protecting resources for tomorrow. Sustainable agriculture is all about farming practices that maintain the health of the land and the ecosystems around it, ensuring that our farming activities don't deplete natural resources or harm the environment. It's a system that seeks to balance the needs of current generations with the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. In this masterclass, we'll explore what sustainable agriculture involves, the technology and science behind it, and how various organizations and private sector companies are contributing to this essential field. We'll break it down into easy-to-understand segments, providing you with both detailed information and lighter insights to keep things engaging. So, AI, let's get started. Tell us about the basics.
No problem. Sustainable agriculture is founded on a few core principles that are easy to grasp and incredibly impactful. Its heart is all about sustainable agriculture, seeking to improve the efficiency and productivity of farming while reducing harm to the environment. This means focusing on methods that minimize the use of non-renewable resources, reducing pollution, and improving soil health. One key principle is crop rotation. Instead of planting the same crops in the same soil year after year, farmers rotate their crops. This practice helps prevent soil depletion, reduces the risk of pests and diseases, and can increase crop yields. For example, rotating legumes like soybeans with other crops can improve soil fertility naturally. Another important practice is integrated pest management, or IPM. Rather than relying heavily on chemical pesticides, IPM encourages the use of natural predators, resistant crop varieties, and targeted interventions to control pests. This approach minimizes chemical use and reduces the environmental impact. Sustainable agriculture also emphasizes conservation-oriented tillage. Traditional tilling can disrupt soil structure, leading to erosion and loss of nutrients. Conservation tillage methods like no-till farming leaves the soil intact, which helps retain moisture, reduce erosion, and enhance soil health. Finally, there's a focus on organic farming. Organic farming avoids synthetic fertilizers and pesticides, relying instead on natural methods to maintain soil health and manage pests. This can involve composting, using green manures, and promoting beneficial insects. These practices might seem simple, but they have a profound effect on our environment. By adopting them, farmers can help create a more resilient and sustainable food system.
Wonderful. Can you tell us a bit more about the science behind sustainable agriculture?
Absolutely. Understanding sustainable agriculture really does require us to do a deeper dive into the science behind these practices. Let's explore how these methods work and why they are so effective. Let's take a look at soil health. Soil is the foundation of agriculture. Healthy soil is rich in organic matter, has good structure, and supports a diverse community of microorganisms. As mentioned, practices like crop rotation and conservation tillage enhance soil health by promoting the growth of beneficial microbes and reducing soil erosion. For instance, when soil is left undisturbed, organic matter from decaying plants adds nutrients back into the soil, improving its fertility. Sustainable agriculture also needs to rely on natural nutrient cycles. Plants take up nutrients from the soil, and when they die, their remains decompose, returning those nutrients back into the soil. To help this along, farmers sometimes plant what we call cover crops. This helps to put nitrogen into the soil, reducing the need for synthetic fertilizers. Plants such as clover or beans have a symbolic relationship with soil bacteria that converts atmospheric nitrogen into a form that plants can use. Efficient water use is another crucial aspect. Traditional farming can lead to water wastage through evaporation and runoff. Sustainable practices like drip irrigation deliver water directly to plant roots, minimizing waste. Additionally, techniques such as rainwater harvesting and soil moisture monitoring help to optimize water usage, which is especially important in areas prone to drought. Pest management is also a crucial practice. Integrated Pest Management, or IPM, integrates various techniques to control pests while minimizing environmental impact. This includes using natural predators like ladybugs to control aphids or using mulches for weed management. By focusing on balancing the ecosystem, IPM reduces the need for chemical interventions and supports biodiversity. Using energy efficiently is also an important component of sustainable farming. For example, solar-powered irrigation systems and wind turbines can help reduce the reliance on fossil fuels. Moreover, advancements in precision agriculture using GPS to optimize the steering of tractors when they're planting seeds reduces energy and resource consumption. The science behind these practices ensures that farming is both productive and environmentally friendly. By understanding how these technologies work, we can appreciate their role in creating a sustainable future.
Okay, can you talk a bit about how technology is helping to innovate best practices related to agriculture?
You bet. For sure, technology plays a critical role in advancing sustainable agriculture. There are some cutting-edge technologies that are revolutionizing how we farm sustainably. For example, precision agriculture uses technology to monitor and manage crops at a very detailed level. GPS and satellite imagery allows farmers to track soil conditions, crop health, and pest populations with incredible accuracy. This data-driven approach enables farmers to apply fertilizers, water, and pesticides more efficiently and where it will add the most impact, reducing waste and improving yields. Farmers are often starting to use drones more and more. Drones equipped with cameras and sensors provide real-time data about crop health and field conditions. These unmanned aerial vehicles can quickly cover large areas and capture detailed images, helping farmers identify problems like nutrient deficiencies or pest infestations early on. This timely information allows for targeted interventions, which can save resources and improve crop outcomes. And of course, I would be remiss not to mention AI. AI uses algorithms to analyze vast amounts of data to make predictions and recommendations. For instance, AI can help optimize planting schedules by analyzing weather patterns and soil conditions. Another example is where a farmer could use AI models to predict pest outbreaks based on historical data, enabling proactive measures. Another term you may run into is vertical farming. This is basically farming inside a building or greenhouse. This is an innovative approach that involves growing crops in stacked layers or vertically inclined surfaces. This method often takes place in controlled indoor environments, using artificial lighting and climate control systems. Vertical farming maximizes space efficiency and reduces the need for pesticides and herbicides, as pests are less likely to infiltrate these very controlled settings. There are also more and more advances in biotechnology, such as genetically modified organisms, commonly referred to as GMOs, that have led to crops that are more resistant to pests, diseases, and environmental stresses. For example, corn has been engineered to produce a protein that's toxic to specific pests, reducing the need for chemical insecticides. While GMOs are indeed a topic of debate, they represent a significant technological advancement in sustainable agriculture. These technologies, innovations, enhance the efficiency and sustainability of farming practices, making it possible to produce more food with fewer resources.
Can you give us some examples of private companies that are leading the way with sustainable innovations or practices?
Sure. Let's take a closer look at four examples of organizations that are innovating and implementing practices to promote sustainability. First, there is a company called Cargill, C-A-R-G-I-L-L, Cargill. This is a global agribusiness company that's deeply involved in sustainable agricultural initiatives. They focus on supporting farmers in adopting sustainable practices. For example, Cargill's programs include promoting responsible soy and palm oil production, which helps protect natural ecosystems and reduces deforestation. Then there is a company called the Climate Corporation. It uses data science and digital tools to support farmers in making more informed decisions. Their platform offers weather forecasts, soil health insights, and crop performance analytics. As you can imagine, by providing actionable data, the Climate Corporation helps farmers optimize their practices for better environmental outcomes. A company called AeroFarms, spelled A-E-R-O, Farms, AeroFarms, is a leading industrial organization that's into vertical farming, utilizing aeroponic systems to grow leafy greens and herbs indoors. Their innovative approach uses up to 95% less water compared to traditional farming and eliminates the need for pesticides. AeroFarms technology also enables year-round production in urban areas, reducing transportation emissions and providing fresh produce to local communities. Then there is another company called Indigo Agriculture. They focus on enhancing soil health and improving crop resilience through microbe science. In essence, they develop seed treatments and soil products that promote beneficial microbes, which help plants better withstand environmental stresses and improve nutrient uptake. Their approach supports sustainable farming by enhancing soil fertility and reducing the need for chemical inputs. These companies demonstrate how the private sector is driving innovation and promoting sustainable practices in agriculture. Their efforts are crucial in advancing the goals of sustainable farming and addressing global food security and its challenges.
Perfect. Now, can you be a bit more specific about how sustainable agriculture plays a role in combating climate change?
Yes. As we know, climate change poses significant challenges to agriculture, but sustainable practices can help mitigate its effect and adapt to changing conditions. So, let's explore how sustainable agriculture addresses climate change and what measures are being taken. One of the key benefits of sustainable agriculture is its ability to sequester carbon in the soil. Practices like cover cropping, reduced tillage, and agroforestry enhance soil organic matter and capture atmospheric carbon dioxide. This not only improves soil health, but also helps reduce greenhouse gas concentrations in the atmosphere. Another example is the development of drought-resistant crop varieties and implementing water-efficient irrigation systems that can help farmers cope with changing weather patterns. Additionally, simply planting different crops can help farmers to build resilience against climate-related risks. Sustainable farming practices can also lower greenhouse gas emissions, which we all know is a big problem. For instance, minimizing the use of synthetic fertilizers reduces nitrous oxide emissions, a potent greenhouse gas. Additionally, sustainable livestock management, such as improving feed efficiency and managing manure, can reduce methane emissions. Many sustainable agriculture initiatives also include land restoration projects. For example, reforesting degraded lands and rehabilitating wetlands can enhance ecosystem services, such as water filtration and flood regulation. These projects not only support biodiversity, but also contribute to climate change mitigation. And finally, governments at all levels play a crucial role in supporting climate-smart agriculture. Policies that promote carbon pricing, incentivizing sustainable practices, and funding research and development are essential for driving widespread adoption of climate-friendly farming methods. By integrating these approaches, sustainable agriculture helps farmers manage the impacts of climate change while contributing to global efforts to reduce carbon emissions and protect the environment.
This all sounds great, but let's take a look at the financial benefits related to these practices. What can you tell us about that?
Well, sustainable agriculture isn't just a boon for the environment. It also brings sustainable economic benefits to farmers and the broader economy. Understanding these advantages can help us appreciate why sustainable practices are not only a good environmental choice, but also a smart economic strategy. One of the most immediate economic benefits of sustainable agriculture is cost savings. Farmers who adopt practices such as conservation tillage, cover cropping, and integrated pest management that we talked about before often find they can reduce their resilience and reliance on expensive chemical inputs. For instance, using cover crops to fix nitrogen in the soil reduces the need for synthetic fertilizers, which can lower the cost and improve profitability. Also, by diversifying crops and employing techniques that improve soil health, farmers can better withstand adverse weather conditions and market fluctuations. This increased resilience can translate into more stable income and reduce financial risks. For example, farms that use sustainable water management techniques can better handle drought conditions, minimizing their potential losses. There is also the potential for higher yields and quality of crops that they produce. Although there may be initial costs associated with transitioning to sustainable practices, the long-term benefits often include higher yields and improved quality of produce. Healthy soils and efficient water use contribute to robust crops, while consumers are increasingly willing to pay a premium for sustainably grown products. This demand for high-quality, environmentally friendly produce can lead to better profit margins for farmers. Another spin-off from all of this is job creation. The shift towards sustainable agriculture also generates new job opportunities. As you can imagine, as the industry grows, there is an increasing need for agricultural technicians, sustainability consultants, and experts in precision agriculture technologies. This growth supports job creation, especially in rural areas, and contributes to local economic development. Additionally, sustainable practices can boost related sectors such as ecotourism. An additional benefit is that sustainable agriculture can open up new markets for farmers. With a growing consumer preference for environmentally friendly and ethically produced goods, farmers who adopt sustainable practices can access niche markets and benefit from certifications like the USDA Organic or Fair Trade certificates. These certifications not only provide credibility, but also help farmers to tap into premium market segments. In summary, sustainable agriculture offers a range of economic benefits, including cost savings, increased resilience, higher yields, job creation, and expanded market access. These advantages highlight why sustainable practices are a valuable investment for farmers and the broader economy.
What about some of the social impacts of sustainable agriculture that we may not even think about? How does that factor into all of this?
Well, sustainable agriculture does indeed have profound social implications, impacting communities and societies at large in meaningful ways. Exploring these social aspects helps us understand the broader benefits of adopting sustainable farming practices. First and foremost, sustainable agriculture supports rural development by strengthening local economies and fostering community connections. There are formal programs that are often called community-supported agriculture, or CSA, that create direct relationships between farmers and consumers, enhancing local food systems and providing fresh produce to nearby communities. This model also helps maintain vibrant rural areas by creating jobs and supporting local businesses. Sustainable agriculture is crucial for enhancing food security. By improving soil health, water management, and crop diversity, sustainable practices contribute to a more reliable and stable food supply. This is particularly important in regions that face food shortages or economic instability. The bottom line is that resilient farming systems help ensure that communities have access to sufficient and nutritious food. Speaking of nutritious food, many sustainable agriculture practices lead to the production of healthier food options. For example, organic farming avoids synthetic chemicals, resulting in being able to offer produce with fewer pesticide residues and potentially higher nutritional value. By prioritizing soil health and avoiding harmful chemicals, sustainable agriculture promotes better health and its outcomes for consumers. Educational initiatives are another key component of sustainable agriculture initiatives. Workshops, training programs, and outreach efforts provide farmers with the knowledge and skills needed to implement sustainable practices. These educational opportunities empower individuals to manage their farms more effectively and contribute to their community's well-being. Sustainable agriculture can promote social equity and inclusion by supporting marginalized communities and smallholder farmers. Programs that provide resources, training, and market access to underserved groups help level the playing field and ensure that the benefits of sustainable practices are distributed more equitably. For example, initiatives and best practices that focus on women in agriculture or disadvantaged communities contribute to a more inclusive food system. These social impacts illustrate how sustainable agriculture fosters stronger, healthier communities and supports social equity. By addressing both environmental and social challenges, sustainable agriculture creates a much more holistic approach to food production.
Thanks, AI, for that perspective. Now, what about government policies? How are they impacting what's happening?
Well, for example, governments around the world often provide incentives and subsidies to encourage sustainable farming. Financial support for conservation practices, research and development grants, and tax breaks for using environmentally friendly technologies make it easier for farmers to adopt sustainable methods. These incentives help to offset initial costs and make sustainable practices more accessible. Also, regulatory frameworks set standards for sustainable practices and ensure compliance. For example, organic farming standards require adherence to specific environmental and health criteria. These regulations help maintain the integrity of organic labels and provide consumers with confidence in that the products they are purchasing are indeed organic. Funding of research and innovation is also an important component that's having a tremendous impact on sustainable agriculture. This important support leads to the development of new technologies, practices, and group varieties that, in fact, enhance sustainability. These grouping of crops and their various varieties means that you have a more sustainable agricultural basis in which to proceed. By investing in research, policymakers help drive progress and ensure that farmers have access to cutting-edge solutions. And then there are climate policies. Climate policies influence agricultural practices by setting targets for greenhouse gas reductions and promoting climate-smart strategies. Policies that encourage carbon sequestration, sustainable water management, and emissions reductions guide farmers in adopting practices that can mitigate climate change impacts. And what about the international community? Well, yes, sustainable agriculture is also addressed through international agreements and initiatives. Agreements like the Paris Agreement focus on global climate action, including support for sustainable agriculture. Organizations such as the Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, provide frameworks and guidance for promoting sustainable farming practices worldwide. In summary, effective policy and regulation are crucial for creating a supportive environment for sustainable agriculture. By aligning policies with sustainability goals, governments and organizations can drive positive change in the agricultural sector.
Okay, thanks. Now we know how the international community is significantly helping promote sustainable practices. But let's take a look at local communities and grassroots initiatives. What's taking place there?
Community and grassroots initiatives do in fact play a significant role in advancing sustainable agriculture. So let's explore how local efforts and community-driven projects contribute to sustainability. As mentioned earlier, community-supported agriculture programs connect local farms with consumers, creating a direct relationship between producers and buyers. Think about farmers' markets, for example. This model supports local farmers and provides fresh, seasonal produce to consumers. By focusing on local food systems, communities can reduce food miles, lower carbon footprints, and strengthen local economies. Then there's something called urban agriculture. Urban agriculture transforms city spaces into productive gardens and farms. Community gardens, rooftop farms, and urban greenhouses allow city residents to grow their own food and promote green spaces. Urban agriculture enhances access to fresh produce and fosters community engagement, while also reducing transportation emissions. And then there are educational initiatives. These are formed to raise awareness about sustainable agriculture. Workshops, farm tours, and school programs teach people about sustainable practices, soil health, and local food systems. These educational efforts empower individuals and communities to make informed choices and adopt sustainable practices. Something novel that has an impact is seed saving and exchanging. Seed saving and exchange programs help preserve heirloom and diverse crop varieties. By sharing and saving seeds from traditional and unique plant varieties, these programs support biodiversity and contribute to resilient food systems. Preserving crop diversity helps protect against pests, disease, and climate change impacts. Grassroots organizations advocate for sustainable agricultural policies and practices. Some of these initiatives are online, just like our AI tools or our platform that you're on right now. By mobilizing communities and raising awareness, these initiatives influence policy decisions and promote changes that support sustainable farming. Efforts like these ensure that sustainability remains a priority in agricultural discussions. In essence, community and grassroots initiatives demonstrates the power of local action and collective efforts in promoting sustainable agriculture. These projects inspire broader movements towards sustainability and drive positive change at the grassroots level.
Looking ahead, the future of sustainable agriculture is filled with promise and innovation. So, AI, what do you think are some of the key trends and developments that will shape the future of farming?
Technological innovations will continue to revolutionize sustainable agriculture. Artificial intelligence and robotics are expected to continue to enhance farming practices. AI-driven analytics will improve precision agriculture, while robotics may automate tasks such as planting and harvesting, increasing efficiency, and reducing labor costs. Future sustainable practices will also emphasize biodiversity even more. Biodiversity is the natural world all around us, and the variety of all of the different kinds of organisms, the plants, animals, insects, and microorganisms that live on our planet. Every one of these live and work together in ecosystems to maintain and support life on Earth, and exist in a very delicate balance. Protecting and enhancing biodiversity and this balance through agroecology and permaculture will be crucial for maintaining ecosystem health. This includes promoting diverse crop rotations, integrating livestock, and restoring natural habitats. Then again, building climate resilience will also be a central focus. Farmers can adopt practices that can help them to adapt to changing climate conditions, such as developing drought-resistant crops, implementing water-saving technologies, and diversifying production systems. Collaborative efforts between researchers, farmers, and policymakers will be absolutely key to effective climate adaptation and their strategies. And here's something that each of us can do to help. As we consumers become more aware of environmental and social issues, there will be greater demand and opportunities for us to purchase sustainably produced food. Transparency in food production and supply chains will be increasingly important. So, companies and farmers will need to communicate their sustainability efforts clearly to meet consumers' expectations. And of course, at this juncture, addressing global food security and sustainability challenges will require international collaboration, sharing knowledge, technologies, and best practices across borders will be essential for scaling up sustainable practices. Global partnerships and initiatives will help tackle common challenges and promote sustainable development on a much broader scale.
Well, AI, thanks for all your insights. The future of sustainable agriculture certainly is promising, with all the innovation and a growing commitment to environmental stewardship. By embracing new technologies, focusing on resilience, and fostering global collaboration, it seems we can indeed create a more sustainable and equitable food system for generations to come. Thanks also to you, as a listener, for checking out this podcast. I hope you found it both informative and inspiring. Until next time, let's keep working together towards a more sustainable and equitable world.